Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jay Caulfield, Stanley Cup champion, longtime Penguin. You know him from the AT&T Sportsnet broadcasts. And I want to ask you this, Jay. I was watching that very channel the other night. And it was great. It was basically a show about your final NHL goal, which I believe was 91. And I was really just moved by how emotional other guys were about it. Bob Errey, Phil Bourque, Paul Coffey was on there. They had a photographic memory of that goal. That was like a big moment for them. I couldn't believe it. And it really spoke to how much you meant to your teammates.
That's very nice of you to say that. The guys were all great. I think the teammates that are always around here in Pittsburgh were always outstanding. Ron, Joe, I mean, they were wonderful and always picked you up and, you know, let you know when you did something that helped the team, whatever it was, whatever that would be, whatever your role was. I think all those guys will let everybody know. It was, you always patted everybody on the back and made sure you kept them up. And again, I say whatever your role is, and I think that one they all knew it was my hometown and whatever, but the score in Philadelphia was a great thing individually, and it ended up being a game winner, and it was a lot of fun to be a part of it. And Rob King did a great job. Rob King did a great job putting it together, but Bob Errey makes a great pass, all these kind of things, and that was kind of wild to see it that way and see the guys, how they did talk about it. Mark Recchi, all those players that I've been around for a long time and all great friends, and very nice of them to say all that, too, and I appreciate what you said.
Well, I tell you, not many guys get to play with a Mario Lemieux, do they? And, I mean, the memories you have, Jay, what you did during your career, you know, and to have that kind of love coming back at you has to mean the world.
Yeah, I think any athlete, right, Ron? I think all athletes, just by your work or whatever you're doing, that you have the respect of your teammates, at least, you know, you go out there and you try and do your job the best you can and respect what everybody else does as well. I think that's probably a big part of it. And then because if you don't do your job, you'll always just be replaced. I mean, that's the fact. I mean, I say it even when we're talking things, it's not anything, no hard feelings, nothing here or there, but if you're not doing your job, they're going to get somebody else to do it. And I think when guys see people work hard or they respect it or you're there for them whenever they need your help or to be picked up or whatever that role is on the ice, then, guys, that goes a long way. And that goes for the current players today. That will never change. That will always be that way for whatever you do, even in any job. You're expected to do a certain thing, and if you're not doing it, you will not be there. And in professional sports, it's harsher because there's one day that they'll go, well, hey, we need somebody else to go in there and do that. You're not doing it. And you never wanted to be a person that heard that. Or you work to not ever hear that. You just played the game, and everybody all understands it's a business. But when it leads to something like that, and Joe is used, when it leads to seeing something back in time, and you look at it and how guys responded about it, is a very, very nice to see and nice to hear. And it'll always be something that I really cherish, just the, you know, not having a lot of goals or whatever that wasn't my role, but whenever you can score a goal, it's the greatest thing ever. And to do it there at the Spectrum in Philly was a great feeling.
Awesome. And one thing that just popped off the screen to me was when they showed the celebration that you guys had. Bibbs passed it to you right at the beginning of the celebration. old Bibsy turned around and said, get the puck. You could read his lips, and either he got it or somebody else got the puck right away. It was unbelievable. So I have to ask you, where's the puck?
You know, I believe, how about this? I believe Steve Ladd and the guys even took the stick. How about, because it was in Philly. It wasn't my first goal. It was in Philadelphia. It was a game winner in Philly. And I think they took my stick and the puck, and I believe I have it back in my parents' home in Philadelphia. I think it's back there. I believe that's where it would be.
Awesome. Great memory, Jay. Hey, now, correct me if I'm wrong. You were in the building last night. Is that correct?
No, we are not in the building. We are still in the studio until they get clearance. I'm not sure what's all. Yeah, even home and away now, we are still all doing all our work from the studio right now.
See, I was under the impression you might have been in the building. Jay, what was it? You know, we saw the games without fans in the bubble, but those are neutral site games last night. What has been your observation, what it has been like not having fans in the building?
I think it'll always be, again, not being in there. If I could have answered it that way, but from that standpoint, but being from a player, when you're going through training camp and you're scrimmaging in camps and the building's empty, there's no sound, there's no nothing. I mean, they might put a scoreboard up, you know, just for a black and gold kind of game, but I believe it's every day like that. And then, but now you've got coverage. You're covered every which way. The TV cameras are there. Everything's official. And now guys couldn't wait to get back to play. So I believe it's still all good right now. But over time, maybe a month or two in, it might drag a little bit because you need that pick me up. The fans help so much in a lot of different ways. And because you're not always on it, on your game every time. And I say that even from where one day you might walk in the rink, don't feel as good. Don't have the same feel. Other days, when you step out on the ice in warm up and the music and the fans are there picking you up, it's a big, big thing. And because, believe me, it's difficult through 80-some games, and now this one being 56, but happening really quick. Without that fan base there and the activity, it might just give you just this jump, this little spark. That's difficult, and players have a lot. They have to pick themselves up, get themselves going. Might be a big hit, might be a great play, but whatever, you have to get yourself going. I think that's what they're going to be faced with. And again, the pressure and the speed of how this season is coming along.
Lace up your skates at the coolest place in the city. Celebrate the 20th anniversary season of the rink at PPG Place, your downtown winter playground. Open daily and holidays through February 28th. Listen to 93.7 The Fan through January 29th for your chance to win a four-pack of passes. All right, Jay. So now we've had Casey DeSmith win two in a row. Who do you go with Friday against the Rangers? Who would you go with?
Well, for me, here's kind of wild because you're in this little dilemma of you got to make sure you have Tristan Jarry get back in too. So he's not sitting on, you know, being pulled. His last game is getting pulled. So you've got to figure a time to get him back in. But at the same time, Casey DeSmith deserves to go back in again. You know, to me, he earned the right to get another start. And he's flipped the script, if you will. Right now, he's the number one guy. That's how I view it. He's the number one guy. He's the guy that's getting the starts. He's got the two wins. And because we keep saying every game is extremely important right here. So I ride the wave. I just keep riding it. And then maybe you split it over the weekend. But for me, Casey DeSmith earned it. He gets to 2 points. Huge, gets 4 points over the week. I mean, the two games against the Capitals. I go back to him and keep. Jarry gets a couple more practices because practices are few and far between. But the coaching staff also knows that they can't let him sit forever. But you might split it. Maybe you split this one. But I don't sit. To me, Casey DeSmith just earned you 4 points, and you needed him desperately, and he got him for you.
Jay, you say right now he's the number one goaltender, and he is. Can he be the number one goaltender for this season if he keeps playing well? Do you think he is capable of doing that? And I'm not talking about Barry and Jarry, but could all of a sudden Casey DeSmith take over and keep that job? He clearly has it now.
Yeah, yeah, he's gained the net now. So, and I, when I say one and two, listen, they're two guys that are, they, from what I hear, they get along great. I'm not in that locker room. They get along great. They push each other. But it's about performance. Just like I was talking a few moments ago. Hey, it's, you know, like the NFL, not for long, right? It's the way it is. So whoever performs and gets you points and gets you wins in a season that only four are going to make the playoffs, you got to take advantage of a guy that's playing the best. And then Tristan Jari's got to work himself back in to his form to get himself back to be that guy. And you don't want to wait till if a guy falters and then you take the net, that's great. But you also have, there's a fine line, right? It's, you have to not mentally not play games, but you have to make sure that guy stays sharp, and you got to get Jari back into a game to get him to get that sour taste out of his mouth about what happened in the last game that he played. He's earned this contract. He earned to be the guy coming in as the number one. Now, in my opinion, he's going to gain that back, but it comes with opportunity. And then I had that side to me that says every game matters so much. Casey DeSmith earned 4 points over this week. He deserves that opportunity to get the start again against the Rangers with a couple of days in between.
Yeah, I hear people, Jay, and we're talking to Jay Caulfield, wonder about how this affects Jari's confidence. And my answer to that in this situation or others like it is if he can't withstand not playing a couple of games or getting pulled from a game or having another guy make a run of games, if that affects his confidence to that degree, then he's not the guy anyway. I happen to think he is, but I can't worry about a guy's confidence.
No. And I don't think, listen, like you said, it's kind of like you're in the National Hockey League, and they both have been through the ringer, meaning they have paid their dues to get to where they're at. They didn't have a free ride all of a sudden. They both have earned this, and to be able to do that and get to this point, they're tough mentally. So I agree, Joe, and I believe Tristan Jari is the guy that's going to bounce back from that. My point was, you don't want to let him get stale. Like, they haven't, they got to get that, when you don't have a lot of practices, you're not getting that same feel. And the only way he's going to find his game is through, you know, practice, and then get ready, do the things you need to do to prepare, and then get in the game. And that's what I'm saying. Eventually, you got to find him a game, and it might be this, you know, one of the Ranger games. But, and I agree with your point. If he can't handle that phase of it, either one of them, then they're not the guy. Casey DeSmith came in sitting there, wasn't sure when he was going to get in. He came in under control and took advantage of it, helped the Penguins play better. They win a couple games, and he deserves that little spot. And when I say, hey, when I say flip the script, I do mean that. Like right now, he's your guy, and he is playing. He got you two wins. You keep riding that wave, because I find they're both probably, they both had opportunities to be this guy coming in. Right now, it's Casey DeSmith.
Joe, you want to follow?
No. Go ahead, Ron.
Last night, Malkin finally got on the board. It's been a tough start for him. I thought he played pretty well later in the game, the Sunday game. What are you seeing from his game? I think we all have such high expectations. Have you seen anything positive that finally getting a goal last night might help him?
I think Ron, just getting that goal is a huge thing. I thought if he got that winner in the shootout the other day, that might have even been one that gets you feeling good about your game, whatever it might be. And listen, world class, one of the greatest players to ever play the game is Evgeny Malkin. You know, he should be in that top 100 of players. So we know eventually his game will be right there. I thought after he scored the goal, with, by the way, a great screen by Jake Guentzel. I mean, that always seems to be, it's a great shot, but a great screen. So he gets the goal, and then all of a sudden you see these little, the power play, they were whipping it around, you know, one-touch passes, and then there was an opportunity for Zucker that was a pass that went to Malkin. He deflected it to Tanev, who finds Zucker. They just missed. These little plays started to come up and come around, and when you see that, that's when you know those players are starting to feel the game. I don't want to say get back to their game. I don't like to use that phrase, but start to feel the game, and we start to see the player that Evgeny Malkin is and why he's been one of the best in the game. So I thought that was a big, big thing for him to get on the board, and hopefully we see that continue, because we certainly know this game is going to go how Crosby, Malkin go, and how your goaltending is. We know everybody's an important part, but your top two centers in the game, when they're flying and they're going, the team follows, and we hope that just continues.
One more segment with Jay Caulfield, who'll be with us every week for a whole hour. And up next, I want to ask you, Jay, to size up this division. We're about a week in here, and some crazy things have happened so far in the East, as they call it. I love it. I'm going to ask you for your opinion next. It's Cook and Joe.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!